Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. Yeah, I see it still works. I think it's when it's flat.
Yeah, it's working now.
Yeah, it works.
Yo, it's gonna cut out in the middle.
No.
Are we good? Should we start it up?
Yeah, I guess. But I'll just cut this.
Yeah, I'll cut all this shit out. I won't. Place her here though, so we get some.
We're gonna have like an hour long fucking.
I think we're good.
Alrighty. Start it up.
Hey, can you guys hear us?
Are we live?
Mic check. It's not you, it's me.
Hey guys. welcome to our new and improved podcast.
Oh yeah, it's our first podcast.
Yeah, and we don't say that anymore, but back at it again.
Back at it again with the first podcast. Shit, so yeah, Rack and Jack here.
Rack and Jack. We still don't have a name for the podcast.
So as we go on with the podcast, we'll figure out a name.
We did have another podcast.
Oh yeah.
But we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that. We don't mention any names.
Yeah.
You know, what's done in the past is the past.
Hey, we're moving on.
We're moving on to bigger and better things. Rack and Jack.
Right. Rack and Jack podcast.
2019.
Brought to you and sponsored by
Anchor. Make your own podcast. Yeah, Anchor's our first sponsor, mainly because they're the source of our recordings.
Right.
But yeah, fuck that shit. Where we been?
I don't know.
It's been a minute.
We've been nowhere and everywhere.
Yeah, I know. Starting these new entrepreneurial, you know, projects.
Because
I go to JMSB now. Yeah. So because I'm in business school, I'm a businessman, you know?
Oh, you're a businessman, right? Yeah, yeah. Right on, bud.
Yeah. I'm just spending my, you know, eighth year there.
Yeah,
working on my bachelor's, though. Not even
honestly, bro. Stocks are where it's
at. I'm telling you. Yo, currency exchange?
Let me tell you. Yeah. Cryptocurrency.
People are saying it's dead. It's not dead.
It's the future. Let me tell you.
Go to Monster Jam. You see that machine there? It's keep going up.
Nah.
Yeah, but it's been a minute.
It's just our entrepreneurial goals and our educational
goals. They don't allow us to, you know, make podcasts. Because we can't spread our... Because we're going to projects. So we can't really spread that
and
shit.
And we're really busy, you know, to be honest.
Yeah.
Our lives are just...
Fucking
schedules are jam-packed.
Right now, we just got, you know, got a little 30-minute gap.
Interval.
Told Becca to clear
our schedules.
Yeah. We're like, hey, we've got to record this podcast. Let the people know what's up.
Look, listen, we don't want to record these podcasts. listen.
We're not trying to spread this knowledge.
We don't want to record these podcasts.
Oh,
it's after
fuck.
Our viewers demand.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking, like, three people demanded this shit.
No, more than three.
Probably four.
Yeah, solid four or five.
Four or five. We're like, hey... What happened to your podcast? We're like, hey, don't worry about it.
Hey, don't worry about it. Back. We're busy.
We're working on our projects. You know, we can't say too much, but.
Goddamn. Anyways, now it's.
Now it's.
New and improved.
New and improved. Shit. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what happened. And then, I forget. Last time we recorded anything was probably.
That
in the summer.
One time Bapu walked in on us.
In the summer, yeah.
Yeah.
Those were legendary podcasts.
Holy fuck. Bapu actually walked in on us. Pause. But yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so this is where we put the transition.
Yeah,
so what are we going straight to it?
Let's go straight to the first topic.
Okay, so...
Well, it's not really a topic, we're just
shooting the shit. We're just fucking shooting the shits, roasting the fuck out of people.
Also, if you get easily offended, then...
Oh, fuck that shit. You can...
Just close the app.
Close the app, Anchor.
Close the app, Anchor.
Wait, where the fuck can they listen to this?
Yo, I'm a call my connects. I'll see you.
Probably spread this on IG.
Yeah.
We got this guy over here on Twitter saying, "Not the Ferrari I promised yet, but definitely better than the cookies he thought he was getting with his jaw." So this dude right here, Flexi Boy, let's get some.
Some audio?
So
no,
let's get,
don't
let's
get audio.
This guy's from San Francisco, California.
Right, the Bay Area.
The Bay Area, eh? But yeah, he seems like a pretty typical fob.
We can't judge him like that.
Nah, he's a fob.
Tell him the facts first.
This guy's rich as fuck, first of all.
Yeah.
He's a jart.
Of course.
That changes a lot, his ego. So are we gonna give him the audio?
No audio.
Please?
I mean,
Fanta, you're gonna give him a sponsor?
No, fuck that.
Alright, so yeah, this dude here fucking buys his Baba, Porsche Cayenne.
His Gramps,
his fucking... Porsche Cayenne turbo, twin cylinder, twin turbo.
AMG. Let me tell you.
SI. Yeah. And this Baba, like, he's bringing him fucking, whatchamacallit. He's bringing him cha and cookies.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, Bapuji, you know, like, look, I brought you cookie, you know? He's like, hey, shit, that's blessed. And boom.
No. He's like, oh, sorry, yeah, honey. Actually, not even. He's speaking to him in English. He's like, hey there,
hey, Gramps. Hey, Gramps.
There's no more cookies.
He's like, but shit, look what I got for you here. And he's got, like, a key.
Yeah.
And that key is the key to his new Porsche Cayenne.
And then the Gramps, like, but...
And he's like, fuck, man.
Fuck, I have to get up.
Yo. And his Gramps like, up, and he's like, koi gaal nahi,
he's like, don't worry about it.
You know, you're nanga, I'm filming you, it's okay, aa jaa. I'd be fucking embarrassed.
Yeah.
But so yeah,
and the Gramps comes outside.
He's wearing his Gucci flip-flops.
Yeah.
Fucking in front of a giant-ass fucking house. And he's like, first of all, his baba can't even fucking walk.
Yeah.
And he's buying him a Porsche Cayenne.
I mean, yeah.
And first thing fucking Bapuji says, he's like, hey, how the fuck am I pay for gas for this shit? Yeah. It was like a twin turbo fucking diesel.
Your Bapu's retired.
Yeah.
And
then he's like, don't worry, we're gonna swap a Tesla engine inside, whatever. But yeah, so it's kind of fucked up, man.
Anyway, it's kind of jokes
to how see
people are flexi boys.
Yeah, just put it on Twitter, show like, hey,
you could just
No, you could you know, send it to your WhatsApp. You know, you got your
your
mom
boys.
And dad, your boys. You're like, hey guys, look how fucking rich my bapu is. He bought his bapu a fucking Porsche. But hey, it's mine. Don't worry about
that. Don't worry about it.
That's my money. It's my money. They just transferred it.
It's all about the external validation. Let me tell you.
Oh yeah, external validation.
Social validation.
Nah, but I don't know. People are just tripping. No, Twitter is always validation. I think people, they don't get enough love at home.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, let me go on Twitter.
Talk to a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, remember that one dude? He was like, just graduated from school. He's like,
I'm the best.
I'm the best.
My teacher said I'm the best.
Yeah, he's like, oh no. He's like, I went to three job interviews.
Yeah.
And they told me I'm the best person in the world.
Yeah.
So he's like gassing himself up.
Yeah, bro. And everyone's like,
Alhamdulillah, respect to you. You did very good, brother. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this guy on, bro? Holy shit.
No, that was a soft hype.
Yeah, but like, I don't know how people just gas themselves up like that. Like,
that's wild.
This dude was straight up like, yo, they called me the best interviewee ever.
And then my teacher said I'm the best.
I just got my dream job at my dream place.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, pretty much it's like that. He's like, hey, you're still living in your mom's basement, aren't you?
Yeah, aren't you? Maybe put a transition in this.
Skirt. Alright, next one.
What we got? Is this on Twitter as well?
Everything's on Twitter.
Oh shit!
This is where the Punjabs they go wild.
Honestly, Twitter and I didn't know Punjabs were that wild.
Yo, honestly, when I first got on Twitter, I was so vexed. Cause, like, all I had was like sports updates, and I was like, yo.
Even recently, like, I didn't really follow anyone on Twitter.
Yeah.
But then that one, like, few nights.
I
followed a few people.
Oh my god!
And then ever since then, I just get like a lot of Punjabs.
Yeah, the Punjabs. It's a huge community on Twitter.
And it's pretty jokes.
I know. And then we have whatchamacallit? The UK.
Oh, the UK.
Oh man, the UK, the forward-thinking, progressive UK, right?
UK.
Anyone that lives in the UK, fucking move out of there. Or accept the fact that you're fucking retarded.
Facts.
Like, facts. I don't give a fuck.
Well, they're still living in the 17th century.
Yeah, I think maybe
they still got a queen and shit.
Yeah, I think... Oh, yeah, that's facts.
Yeah.
I think...
Upper bourgeoisie.
I think Sikhi has just risen over there.
He's risen, right?
Yeah, they're not caught up with the times yet.
Oh, no.
But yeah, so... let's go through this. So someone posted an article saying... Well, this one was the good one, I think. The first one was good, right?
I don't remember.
Oh, this one, I think it was just so like, interfaith marriages and isolation from religious spaces. And I quote, I am heartbroken over certain members of the Sikh community believing that they have the right to disrupt marriages in the name of Sikhism. Why are you guys? First of all, these fucking dumbass Sikh community members, you know who the fuck they are?
The committee.
Yo, these are the fucking committee members that are like sitting up in their Benz.
Yeah.
They got their $1 million crib up on the hills.
Don't forget the plate, the custom plate.
Oh, yeah, custom plate.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but these are the committee members that are, you know, they see an interfaith intermarriage
marriage, yeah.
in the Gordora that they supposedly own.
Yeah, of course.
And they're like, yo,
Gordora is not for the people.
Hey, pass it, not pass it.
Yeah.
But who's giving the pass it?
Gordon.
No, it's not, bro. Does the government give some shit?
Yeah, there's some subsidiaries.
Yeah, I do. Probably like $5 a month.
Well, yeah.
Here's your $5.
Most of them is like random ass volunteers.
Yeah, like people just give donations. Because apparently you're supposed to give 10% of your paycheck to the Gordora.
I mean, it's good, but it's more of like what it's being used for.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's like 10% of your first paycheck. Your whole life. Oh, I think that's what it is. I'm pretty sure that was like Guru Nanak that was like, yo, do this.
Oh, yeah.
No lie, no lie. I'm actually fucking
I know, I know.
Like, I think he was actually one of the first one we introduced
him.
Yeah, he was like,
yo. Maybe we shouldn't say this many facts.
No, I'm just saying.
It'll, our audience will collapse.
We'll put this shit on Twitter. We'll fucking fire shots at everyone.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so the whole, but I think it's word to mouth just extends way too much. So let's say Guru Nanak back in like way back.
Yeah,
he's like, yo, give 10% of your first paycheck.
Yeah.
And then bada bim, bada boom. Couple of gurus later, couple of centuries later, couple of committee members later, they're like, hey, you guys should be giving 50% of your weekly income to us.
If not, you are not religious.
You are not religious, and God will kill you.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Oh man, these guys are fucking retarded.
So yeah, pretty much. But anyways, we're getting to, like,
we're getting to the gist of it.
I don't even know what highway we took for that fucking point.
Oh man, but yeah, so basically. Well, this article was pretty decent. They were just, like, calling it out, saying that people are doing this shit.
Yeah,
interesting. And we have a lovely, lovely UK member.
A ting.
Which shall rename nameless. But yeah, so let's see. Oh, fuck, I feel bad.
Oh, I thought you already read the tweet. Okay, yeah.
No, I read the article, which was, like, just stating facts.
That was already pretty bad.
That was unbiased. That was an unbiased thing.
No, that was, okay, yeah.
Alright, so we got UK Ting here saying, and I quote, an Anandkaraj happens in the Gordora and it's only for the six. Six is in caps right here.
Yes.
Six. We are six. When the couple go around the Guru Granth Sahib Ji, each time they are making a commitment to Vaheguru.
Yes.
Yes. Next paragraph, because she makes another fucking paragraph.
Yeah, of course.
How can you make a commitment to Vaheguru in a Sikh ceremony? Oh, what? Vaheguru is not capitalized in her tweet. That's not fucking valid anymore, first of all. How can you make a commitment to Vaheguru in a Sikh ceremony when one of the individuals is not a Sikh? Sikh is capitalized. I don't know, bro. Maybe they gave extra donation.
Okay, then it's okay.
But yeah, so... Nah, how the fuck? Oh, jeez.
Okay,
oh
so... God. Yo, okay, wait. I just want to say something. So pretty much what she's saying is that you can't get married at a Gordora. Or like, you can't get an Ananda cottage at the Gordora. If you're not fully devoted Sikh... Yeah.
So pretty much, if you're not Amritari, you can't.
You cannot get married.
You're not getting married. Hey, you got the love of your life in front of you. You're gonna get married. No, go to research. Go to the court.
Go to the court.
Just sign a couple of papers and you're on your way.
But she's saying this. Are the Gordora saying this?
Fool. The thing is that Gordora don't care.
They don't care.
Because they're making their money. You know? Yeah. They got their catering services coming in. It's helping the economy. The economy is flourishing.
Wedding season is
bro.
That's booming.
From May... No, I'd say probably June, because, like, high school kids. So, yeah. June to August, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the economy is... Imagine the
economy is booming.
Imagine the Vancouver 30 BC economy.
Yeah.
Flourishing.
Especially... Oh, how much did you spend? How much did you spend?
So, my wedding's in June.
And how much are you spending?
Like, probably 75 grand.
Oh, because mine is in August.
And oh, shit.
Boy, how much are you spending? 75?
So 75 grand, yeah. We're trying to stay low.
Yeah, me too. I'm only going to spend 400,000.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit, what are you going to do with all that money? You're going to have, like, camera crews and shit, or...
Yeah, just, like, more stuff than you.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yo, but regardless, whatever wedding you go to, even if they... there could be a wedding that people spend, like, 500 bucks on.
Yeah.
And another wedding that they spend, like, Jarlak.
Yeah.
To me, is going to be the same shit.
Of course. No
free alcohol. That's all that matters.
Yeah. It's always free bar. It's always open bar.
Yeah, because if there's no open bar, all the uncles going to come? Oh, fuck. No, but I realized, like, you remember when we went to that wedding, or you went there, but the wedding in the, was it in like November or some shit.
Yeah.
The shit that we went to.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Bro, the fucking bar, holy. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
It was the open bar, and it was like on the other corner of the hall.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we walk in through the doors, it's like me and Sat, you know, whatever, yeah, we're chilling. And we look, because there's like two bars along the far side wall.
Yeah.
We're looking, bro, that shit there's is fucking surrounded, yeah, by uncles. Yeah, yeah. Like, there's like the chairs, first of all, because there weren't enough chairs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like people are standing up and stuff. But bro, the bar, there's like a U shape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all uncles just fucking covering that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
both bars. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, uncle is just there just having a peg, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody on. Zero. Yeah. Zilch.
Well, Brian don't drink, so.
Oh, yeah, that's facts.
Yeah.
Wait, can you even be a sec if you're drinking?
Well, it depends. If you want to get married, you can't drink.
Right? Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you need to know everything, like...
Yeah,
like,
you need to read the Guru Granth Sahib,
yeah,
on a daily?
On a... Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only way you can get married, I think.
I think so, yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, you have to really be committed, you
and
know?
Yeah, you and your partner both.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If one of them's not committed...
Bro.
Throw it in the trash.
Yeah, throw
it in
the trash. Throw him.
Throw him. Yep. Fuck him.
Yeah.
He's a fucking scumbag. Oh, scumbag 101.
Oh, yeah. Some people, let me tell you. All right, so... But, yeah, so back at the original point...
That what was the original point?
The whole interfaith marriage.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like this is the most invalid point in the history of...
Like... This is the peak. This is the peak.
Like... How's that even... Like, oh, bro, 99.23% of people, of six, yeah, like, in
air quotes?
Air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes.
Of six who get married at the Gordora.
Yeah.
Have no clue what's going on.
What's going on?
The only reason,
why?
The only reason they're doing it, their parents.
Yep.
Just culture.
And flex.
Okay, I'll flex.
Think
sure
about it. After that, what happened? You're sitting
no
on your lap.
Flexes, no one flexes.
Are you kidding
on the,
me?
On the Gordora, hey, I just got married to the Gordora. Like, where else, oh, yeah, can you get married?
What happened after the fucking, after the wedding? You're sitting in front?
Well, yeah.
So what are you doing? You have your chunni out?
Yeah, well, that's
all fucking pants. What is
that's
that?
That's just a ritual.
Yeah, I know, but what is that for?
Oh, who's giving how much?
Who's giving how much? You got the camera crew? Yo, you got the fucking...
You zooming in?
Yo, I always remember, like... Whenever I went to, like, where, probably, like, two or three times that I've actually been to this shit.
Yeah.
So I go, and it's always, like, really, really close family, so it's not, there's no beef or nothing like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I go, you know, I'm a little kid, a little man, I go, I throw the pass in or to me, and, like,
yeah, yeah,
I'm ready for the picture, I'm like, I give a good smile.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after, I realized, like, since I got older, and I'm like, yo, all I remember is fucking all kinds of camera crews.
Yeah.
Zooming in
on
the fucking pass, zooming in on the face.
Yeah.
And they're taking mad pictures and shit, and I'm like, yo... It's kind of fishy, you know? It's like, we could get this picture outside still.
Yeah, we can. Of course we can.
But then, I'm like, yo, these guys are actually, like, watching. They'll review the tapes.
It's been a thing, yeah.
They'll review the tapes.
Some people probably do.
Why don't just, like...
I don't know. But I don't get it. So you're married, here's some money? I guess to cover their costs.
No, you cover... Yeah, okay, so you do this at the Gordora, then you go to the reception hall.
Yeah.
And you do the same shit again.
But not everyone does a reception.
That's most people. Because you gotta... I think you have to.
Yeah.
For the Gordora, what's your expense? There's really no expense.
Catering is probably the most.
Yeah, but obviously, like, I think catering is fucking stupid. It should just be like.
Well, if there's a lot of.
Because I know in like.
Because yo, like, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna invite like 5,000 people.
Shit, yeah. Still.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna invite people you don't even know.
Of course.
Oh, fuck.
How else am I gonna get the numbers up?
No, but it's always like, I know in Brampton and shit, they were like. So I thought someone was saying that.
Yeah,
they do like, it's actual like catering services.
By the Gordora.
So it's like company.
It's like, it's the Gordora side business.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's true.
So you got fucking Raju running the fucking Gordora.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got like a side business called catering to you.
Vaheguru.
Vaheguru.
Vaheguru catering. How are you going to say no to that? Like,
yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh, Raju, appon catering hi karwana padna? He's like, oh, sorry, business hagi, you know, on the side.
Yeah,
he's like,
on the side.
And I'm like, okay, theek hai. He's like, it's gonna be $5-$10, right? He's like, oh, such parent. And they're gonna be like, yeah, so we got $10,000 deposit.
Yeah.
Plus an extra fee per plate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they got all kinds of business running through that.
No, the Gordora's making money.
But like back in the day, like I would assume it's just like whoever's close to the fucking bride and groom, hit up the kitchen.
Yeah.
Bring some atta.
Yeah, cook her up.
Cook her up, you know, throw some dal in there. Yeah. And you're done. But no, I think now it's more of a business. It's like, hey.
But yeah, I mean, expenses are rising.
That's just the economy, you know?
But then again, as the faithful UK ting is saying.
Yeah, yeah. The
I would just say don't get married at the Gordora.
But it's more... See, here's the thing. They don't distinguish religious from cultural.
But no one, to be fair, no one even, like, a lot of these things don't even know what's the difference.
Yeah, that's true. But that's because they're
think everything is religious.
Malnourished, uneducated.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's like, it's a different, privilege. Like, back in the days,
yeah.
All there was religion.
Oh, everything.
Think about it, you're in the 17th century, yeah, you got no technology.
Everything is religion. Yeah.
You know, you wake up, go to the, there's nothing else to do. There's economy, was there money back then?
Of course.
There's probably trade, but I don't think money was a thing, though. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Money's a recent thing.
Especially if you're a jock, eh? You know, you're cooking up your own shit, you ain't got no expense.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so then back in the days, that's all there was. So when they used to take this shit mad serious.
Yeah.
And then now times have changed. Like, yo, you got fucking kids to take care of. You got jobs to run.
There was always culture. But the thing is, now, especially in the, I feel like UK, in the like backward-ass society.
Yeah.
They think, when they think of weddings, all they think is just religion.
Yeah.
They don't think about, like, there's some other cultural traditions.
Yeah, there's no,
there's
like,
some other cultural,
like, no, everything is religion-based. Why do you put the haldi in your face?
That's religion.
God will help you.
God
will. Lord Krishna will help you.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Anyways, fuck this. You guys, you guys got our
point. You guys got the gist.
I open up the thing that I sent you. That's the, you said, the you said the Lord. it reminded me. Alright, wait. Let me add a transition real quick. Okay, so I was on Twitter yesterday, and I'm just on the, like, trending page.
The discovery shit,
whatever. And the first thing is, so this is what the article says, right? Here's why milk traders want police protection ahead of a new Tamil movie release, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? This makes no sense.
Just so, that sentence.
I'm like, this sentence makes no sense, right? So then I press on the article on the like hashtag whatever the fuck it's called.
So yeah, I read the
little paragraph. So pretty much what's happening is in India there's this place called Tamil Nadu, right? I think Nanda. that's the Nanda part. Whatever. Another episode.
Another episode with the call shit.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So. All right. Simmer down. Okay. So pretty much, what's happening?
Actually, just read it out.
Yeah. No. Because there's a whole paragraph focus. Okay. But pretty much, it's in, I'm guessing, the Sri Lanka's cousin brother.
It's like down south.
Who is somewhere in India? Yeah. I have a funny story about that. Maybe next.
First, we're gonna leave.
Next episode.
Oh, gonna let it burn.
Chill. Next episode. Next. Fuck. You guys will get context on all these jokes. If you keep watching too, whatever.
Anchor. Brought to you by Anchor. Rack and Jack.
If you keep listening to the Rack and Jack,
yeah,
you'll get context. Okay, so back to this Tamil Nadu. So it's a southern Indian state, right? And pretty much what's happening is, so you guys might be wondering why do the milk traders need police protection? Right? It's pretty much there's this actor dude from the Tamil community, and he's like, hey guys, his name is Simbu, and he appealed to his fans to generously pour milk on his cutouts.
What the f-
so
on
so,
his what?
On his cutouts. So you know, like, those posters that they put, like, movies releasing?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
on bus stands and shit.
Yeah.
Or, like, they'll have, like, a poster up.
Mm.
So pretty much he's like, he asked his fans to go and pour milk on his.
What the fuck?
So then the fans they went crazy.
The Tamil community
they went wild.
They lost their shit.
They were like,
yo,
our ustad.
Yeah.
He told us to pour milk on his face. Indirectly. So what happened is, a lot of the Tamils, what they started doing, they started stealing milk.
Oh my god.
Right? Because they can't afford milk, let's be honest. This is a southern state of India. Ain't nobody.
What the fuck?
So what they started doing, they started going in the milk stores.
Yeah, The drug marts.
Yeah. The former priests.
Oh, man.
They started stealing milk, pouring it on his face.
Oh my god.
All for what?
What the fuck?
I don't know for what.
Why did he want
that's
that?
That's the Hindu one. Like, come on, man.
That's the... Oh my god.
Like, milk, okay. First of all, you're wasting milk. In a country where...
Yeah. Like, first of all, cows are religious. You're disrespecting the fucking cows.
Nah, I don't know, man.
That's a disrespect. Imagine if fucking... Whatever, like cows are... I know. Cows are exhausting their milk?
Yeah.
For what? So that this fucking guy gets milk poured on his face. Not yeah. giving the nutrients.
So it made no sense. Then I was like reading some of the comments. Everyone's like, of course it has to be India. And I'm like, oh, obviously, man, this is the beastie, man.
Oh, man. Holy.
And by the way, this is a... I read this yesterday, not in 1952.
Yeah, I was like, so, it's a valid source.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, so, yeah, bro.
I don't know.
How does that bring you, like...
I don't know. I think it's just a thing. Because I know in the religion, like, they wash their sculptures with milk.
Yeah.
Which already
does... Oh, yeah. Well, we do that shit too, no? Mm-hmm. You know when we bring the flag down to the Gordola and we put lassi on it, bro?
Oh, yeah. But this is an everyday thing. Like,
you know, the
pujas?
Yeah.
Like, after that, they pour it out.
Oh, man.
Like, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. You're wasting so much milk. The world is...
No, but back in the days, it was fine because it was, like... Population was 10.
Yeah.
But now population is 7 point whatever billion.
But you're wasting all this milk. People could use milk. Milk has nutrients.
Yeah. Hashtag save milk.
Save milk and save the planet.
I'm pretty sure you can't be doing that shit to cows in India, bro. This is in India?
Well, no, they're not. I mean, they're not attacking the cows. They're just stealing.
Yo, milk. But I still disrespect to the cows. You think you could, man, yo, you know if I
can... The cows are just doing their job. Yeah. they're going. They're punching.
They're punching.
They do their
they're
shit.
They're punching their 9 to 5.
They go home after that. They don't.
Fair enough.
They don't know what happens to them.
No, apparently if you. Apparently if you accidentally hit a cow as you're driving, it's considered manslaughter.
Of course.
It's manslaughter, bro. Yeah, you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, didn't that, no, an actor, but no, it wasn't a cow. He hit something else. Salon Khan.
The Jack dude, the bodyguard dude?
Yeah, he killed a bunch of people and he's chilling. No, straight up.
Like people or like
he killed
animals?
He killed a person too.
What the fuck?
I think he ran over like a homeless dude.
Holy
back in the
shit.
Day. And he got exactly, he got a few days of jail, I think.
Yeah. Shit, is that why he's Jack? He went to fucking...
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, I feel like Hindi movies are so weird.
No, yeah, of course.
Like, the acting, like, I don't know, bro. Like,
so crazy.
I'll hear like sentences. Oh fuck, I think it was the other day. My mom was watching some Hindi shit. So I walk in the TV room, yeah. And it was like, first of all, I walked in the worst fucking part. It was the part where like yeah, so like the guy was, it was Salman Khan, the guy was cheating on the Kuri mans he was trying to get.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, in English, whatever it says, like, oh shit, it's not what it looks like.
Yeah,
you know, it ain't like this.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And then the way he was saying it, bro, it was so cringe. Like, yeah, mohabbat kaise? He's like, nay like they say, heist. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro? It's like,
and you know why it would have been even more awkward?
No.
So Salman Khan is like probably like 55.
Yeah, he's
and the girl he was probably with was 17.
You talking about in the movie? Or
yeah,
you talking about?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh yeah, she's mad young. Yeah,
and probably the girl that caught him was maybe like 20.
Yeah, they were pretty young, but it was so awkward because like. Bro,
how dumb is that though? They can't find. You're telling me they can't find an actor in India? It's a what? They have like a what? 4 billion population.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one guy that can act. who's in the ages of?
Who's in the same age?
20 or 20.
No, but he still doesn't. He doesn't look that old.
But it's just weird as fuck.
Yeah, I know. But it's apparently I was listening to what the fuck was I listening to? I was listening to some other podcast. They were saying like, you know, there's like certain rape scenes.
Yeah.
I was thinking, young.
Yeah, they usually talk about.
Yeah,
stuff.
So like, so like, there's rape scenes in movies in India,
yeah,
right? In Bollywood and stuff.
Like every movie.
So pretty much what they would do, the director would be like, "Alright, cut," you know, like we're done.
Yeah.
And the dude would still
he'd
still be raping the girl.
I remember listening to this.
Yeah, I don't know where this was. I fucking remember hearing this, but yeah. So it's kind of fucked up, bro.
India's
fucked
up. The whole.
I'm pretty sure Salman Khan is probably busting all kinds of nuts.
The whole movie
too.
Industry is nasty.
Yeah, but this show is so weird because like the Kuri that he was in bed with, like the side chick.
Yeah.
She was, like, acting, like, all happy and shit.
Yeah, of course.
And the other Kuri walks in, and she's like, oh, my God, yeah, kaise hai?
You're kya
ho raha? Yeah. She said that, and she tries to say in Hindi, like, it's not what it looks like. And I'm like, yo. And first of all, mind you that I'm watching this with my rents. Like, I wasn't walking, but I just walked in at the worst time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I look at my mom, I'm like, what the fuck? I can't keep on the parents. And I'm like, what the fuck? But yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
Hindi movies are nasty, man.
I don't know, they're just... Hindi, every time I hear Hindi, I can't take it fucking seriously, bro. The way the sentence structure... It's not made for movies. It's not made for acting.
It's like... It's too...
Like, For example, try and in Dark Knight, was it Dark Knight?
Yeah.
The last part when he's like saying some fucking sentence to Jim Gordon.
Yeah.
And he sounds Oh no, Jim Gordon was talking. He's like.
Yeah.
When he will be at night.
Yeah.
He will be with us. Yeah. He's like, you know, low key, that was probably one of the most fucking heart touching scripts of movie. If that shit was in Hindi,
bro,
holy, I'd be fucking laughing, bro. Like, I don't know, the way their sentence is just not made for to say serious shit.
Cause the thing is, they're like, I feel like it's ruined. Bollywood ruined Hindi's credibility.
Yeah, that's facts.
Like every time I hear Hindi, I just think of.
I think of like Salman Khan, caught in bed with another
queen. And saying like, yeah, kya.
Yeah, kya. Yeah, kiss more, kiss
it. Like I think of shit like that.
Yeah.
Cause even Hindi songs like. especially the ones that are coming out now.
Yeah,
that makes no sense.
I know.
Like, first of all, half of it is in English. The other half is like Punjabi.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's like 4% of Hindi.
Yeah, yeah.
Which just ruins that 4% just ruins the song.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's like even T-Pain. You hear that?
Yeah.
You saw T-Pain sample.
Yeah.
What was it?
Tum Hiho.
Yeah, Tum Hiho. But low key sounded kind of fire.
Yeah, it sounded
though.
Good.
Like the way he integrated it or whatever his producer is.
Yeah.
That sounded fucking fire.
Yeah.
But then he's like, yo, I didn't know Brown Twitter was like that. Yeah. So yeah, coming back to the point, like Brown Twitter, he got exposed. He didn't get exposed, but like...
Oh yeah, no, people are just calling
him. People are just calling him, like, not calling him out, but like stating the fact that, like, yo, Bollywood made it into Hollywood the first time.
Shut the fuck up.
But it is the first time, though.
Oh yeah,
I guess. Like, Bollywood has made it into Hollywood.
Yeah, but... Hollywood. We call T-Pain Hollywood.
Chill. after his career.
He's like a retired.
Yeah, yeah. But even like, I saw Transformers. My dad was watching Transformers in Hindi.
Yo,
I almost puked, bro. I'm like, I look at him. I'm like, yo, I'm sorry, but I gotta change the channel.
I remember there was a Punjabi movie. And for some reason, it was coming on in Hindi. The movie is Punjabi.
Yeah, they translated it.
But they just translated it, yeah. And it sounded like literally the dumbest thing ever.
But then again, it's also like that for any movie. Like, any English movie that I watch in French.
Yeah.
That I watch in French, it was like, disgusting.
But like, I was guessing like Punjabi Hindi is not even that bad. But it was...
Nah, it's kind of disgusting. Like, even when we were in like French class and stuff, we'd always watch like English movies in French.
Yeah.
Oh man, the voice actors are disgusting, bro. It's like, it'll be like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
And it'll sound like the whitest dude ever. I'm like, yo, this doesn't make sense.
Ugh.
But yeah.
Anyway, so pretty much, fuck. Anyway, the whole article is just like, what the fuck's going on?
No, like, oh,
India as a whole.
Parent. All
right.
Are we gonna skirt or do we got something else? The picture of this fucking.
That's the dude.
Yo,
Simbu.
Yo, what the fuck? Okay, we'll try and put that picture as the picture for this podcast, the episode.
Yeah, facts.
If we could do it, like, holy fuck, this picture is fucking hilarious. Alright, but other than that, you want to touch on,
what? Should we go back to,
you want to go to this?
Nah, I feel like we should keep this, because how long
have we been on here?
So we can't entertain you guys for too long.
Yeah,
this is free, right? We don't get free.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, 34 minutes.
Alright, let's shut her down, bro. We talked for enough
shit. Yeah, we talked for enough.
Oh, man. Alright, so.
We gotta keep you guys on,
Keep you guys on your toes.
On your toes for next week. Yeah. So yeah, if you guys still want our exquisite music,
we could throw in some shit.
Yeah, we could throw in some funky shit.
Yeah.
It's all up to you guys.
But fuck that shit. We out.